Welcome everybody. Shir number 1422. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Rav Aaron Zissel Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Rav Moshe L'Refuah Shalema Eliza Chanachaya Bas Shendel Sarah and L'Refuah Shlem Yehudis Chava Bas Libar Nina. Getting back to the halachas of Hachana L'Chol. Okay, so an interesting question. It's not so much Hachana, but it's an interesting question that people have asked and so on. One could think, what do I do? I want to change the sheets, right? What's the thing? Yeah, somebody, I have a guest, I forgot to do it before Shabbos, I had enough time, nothing to do with so much hachana for after Shabbos, now I'm doing it for Shabbos, I have a guest that's asleep in these sheets. Or somebody else, the sheets, they didn't realize, they want to go to sleep, you know, on Shabbos, Friday night, or the afternoon, whatever, they realize, oh, my sheets are really tucked, very dirty, it's going to bother me, I'm not going to feel good sleeping in these sheets, so I'd like to change the sheets on the bed, on my bed that I'm sleeping now. I'm not doing it push it for anything else, right? I want to sleep in it. So the question is, could I do that? So, you know, it could be. Maybe possibly if I change the sheets. The Sefer Nishma Shabbos brings out an interesting, maybe there could be a question of tikkun mana. I mean, I have now a complete bed. Right, we've spoken about in the past, right, a question of boina possibly, or there would be a question of boina on a big mattress. Somebody has a mattress and they put on a mattress that's running into problems of boina, mamish tikkun mana, boina, that they're mamish making the bed. Without the mattress, it's not a bed. Now I put down the mattress, it is a bed. Okay, we're not going to go through that right now. But maybe the mattress is there, the springs, everything is there. But I just want to change the sheets because the sheets are dirty and I didn't realize I should have done it before, whatever. Am I allowed to do that on Shabbos? Well, I have a guest, which I didn't realize that I was going to be having, or something along those lines. So I just want to read from the Sefer Nishma Shabbos. He brings it down. It's a very interesting question. So the Sefer Nishma Shabbos in our Siman Shin Chav Gimel, our Siman, he says Imotul Shabbos LaHachlef Es Hasdinim VaMsois the Lenakim. I want to put down the clean sheets. So the Maisi says it would not be a problem. Okay. So, but I just want to discuss the issue, what it's all about. So he says, "Ein roya shum isse b'chalifa sasadinim." He doesn't see any issue. He doesn't see any issue with changing the sheets for Shabbos. Im kavanasa l'tzaruch Shabbos, as long as it's for Shabbos. If you're doing it for after Shabbos, yeah, so that's achana, right? Okay, let's backtrack. If somebody does it for after Shabbos, if they're doing it for Shabbos and they make the bed, let's say they make the bed, right? So we said that's okay if it's there's a person, people are going in and out. Okay, if it's in a locked up room, we said one should not. But now we're talking about changing the sheets. So if I'm doing it for after Shabbos, I have guests coming after Shabbos, that you can't do. That's a real achana, right? I want to change the sheets for my guests who will be sleeping over Motzei Shabbos in my house. That's already running into a problem. That's already, we're not talking about whereby everything looks nice, the sheets are made, there's no question of the whole house is a mess. We're dealing with only now simply, I'm changing my sheets for Motzei Shabbos, I have a guest coming, and that's all. That you can do. But now the question is, let me brings down in this lach lachu, let's say the sheets got dirty, or whatever. Maybe it got dirty overnight or whatever, or somebody, and you know, they have a guest that's coming to the house that really needs a place to stay, which is a beautiful thing, achnas sarchem, and they want to change the sheets. They don't want to have them sleep. In other words, the sheets that somebody else slept in, they don't want to give it to this guest. It's not a nice thing. So what they want to do, they just want to change the sheets. So that's already the easy case. But then he says, "Af im hu roitzel lekavod Shabbos, sedinim noem uchubasim is muti." He says, even if somebody just wants to mamish the sheets, let's say the sheets are on a bed and the bed is in a place where people see whatever, the same type of thing. They look dirty. They don't look. Something happened. Something spilled on them, or whatever. And they doesn't look nice. It doesn't look like it's mamish not covered Shabbos, and people are going, people are seeing, or the person themselves. So he says, even in such a case, imroitzel lekavod Shabbos, mamish it's staring my Shabbos because maybe there's a smell from the sheets coming, something along those lines, right? But again, it's for Shabbos. I'm doing it for Shabbos. So he says that should not be a problem. Okay, then he brings down again, does the Nishma Shabbos, one of the poskim want to say, one of the Shabbos Shuvitz wants to say, could be possibly Uvda Dechoyl, if somebody maybe if it's not 100%, whatever. But he says he doesn't see where the uvda dechol, what that is all about. Okay, so that's a separate thing. Then he brings out v'kach kasa b'shaz shiv shevet kahasi. He brings out shevet kahasi lahakom zeda. You could change the sheets if you need to change the sheets for all these cases that we've been talking about. Is not a problem. So what about now? What about tikkun mana, right? What about I have a new and maybe I have like a new bed. Maybe it's like tikkun mana, like putting down a new the mattress and these type of things. V'she'ein b'zeh mishum tikkun mana. He says there's no tikkun mana v'le'dami lemuchan shenaflu. It's not similar, you know, there's a case with pillows, if feathers came out of the pillows, putting back the feathers, it depends if it's a new pillow, not a new pillow, okay, so that's running into problems of tikimana. But, so maybe this is the same type of a thing. Again, we're not getting into those halachas we spoke about in the past, but he's just trying to compare them. So, if somebody fills up the pillow with the feathers, right, so your mamish making it usable. So then he says, but without those feathers, right, and let's say the case of the pillow, without stuffing the pillow, you can't use the pillow, right? So, but what about by our case? What about maybe I can't use the sheets? I can't use the bed, right? Maybe I'll say I can't use the bed if the sheets are not so clean. Yeah, so he says by the sheets, you could use it. Okay, they're dirty. They might not be 100%. So, meaning, what is he trying to say? That it's not a case, not a question of tikkun mana. Tikkun mana is when something's not usable, you make it usable. These sheets are usable. I could lay down the bed. He says, so lay down the bed. Okay, they're not so clean. It bothers me, whatever. But you could use it, but whereby a pillow that doesn't have stuffing in it, right, can be used. So now you stuff it up, you got a problem. Your mom made a pillow on Shabbos. Okay, so Lemaisa, that's the story. But Lemaisa, he does end off. L'chatchila, one should not leave it for Shabbos. Obviously, you do it, you make the bed, you change the sheets before Shabbos. It's not something that should be done on Shabbos. It should be done before Shabbos, right? But if the case came up, one will be allowed to do it. So he brings down from Agravram, others in reference to making the bed. We spoke about whatever the case is, but Lemaisa, all this should be done Erev Shabbos because of the fact that it's mamish, it's a tircha. You know, one should not leave making the beds, not making the beds, changing the sheets. We're talking about specifically changing the sheets to Shabbos because it's mamish, it's a tircha. But sometimes things come up. They got dirty on Shabbos itself, developed the smell, you have a guest, you didn't realize in this, you don't have clean sheets over there, you want to change the sheets, all these type of things. So the actual action of changing the sheets, as long as it's done for Shabbos, for some reason for Shabbos, okay, and not for after Shabbos, would be okay. So that wouldn't be a problem. I just wanted to go through that because it's an interesting point that comes up, and it could come up quite often, but again, one should keep in mind to try and do it, make sure it's done for Erev Shabbos on a regular, weekly basis. Thank you for listening. Aslocham Bracha Kol Tov.